Hello, hello, hello. I'm Vic.
And I'm Neens.
And welcome to That's What She Said. So, hello, we are in week 3 of our radio show, and this week we've decided to talk about letters to our 14-year-old selves and things and fads and crazes that from the 80s and 90s and when we were a kid. We actually got a lot of responses on our Facebook page.
Yeah, it seemed really popular with our audience this week. Everybody wanted to let us know what they enjoyed as a kid and the funky things that they wore. So let's just pull that up.
Toys they played with, yeah. All that kind of stuff. So for me, I guess let's do ours. For me, my favorite toys and fads and crazes as a kid, I loved Polly Pockets. I was all about Polly Pockets. My sister and I collected the McDonald's toys from the Happy Meals.
Yeah, everybody did.
Oh, collected the Barbies and the toy trucks. I liked the guys' ones too. Sometimes I would ask for the specific ones. What else? Oh, I was a big Modrobes person.
Modrobes?
Yeah.
Later grade eight, grade nine.
I had first day of grade 8, I had a jean jacket, my Modrobes, fleece Modrobes as well I had. And I remember I wore white pantsuits.
Like, white pantsuits.
I was just one of those kids. Oh. I thought I was really cool. What about you, Neens? What was your...
We were really into marbles. And marbles. Like, marbles was a big deal. Like, those, but like, let's play, you want to play jumbos or whatever it's called? And you got to go dig a hole and all that.
Is that like Jacks too? You know, where you had to throw.
Yeah. I never played Jacks as a kid, though.
Or the monkeys in the barrel.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
Where you let them out and you had to. I love the monkeys.
Oh, my God. What else did we do? We played a lot of jump rope.
Double Dutch.
Yeah, Pogs with like poisons and like the name brand ones or whatever they were called.
What about Jawbreakers? Those things would make your tongue raw.
I remember like the convenience store around our house used to buy like those large ones, and people couldn't eat them in a day, right?
No.
So they'd lick them, put them in a Ziploc bag, and then eat it the next day. Like, yep.
All day. You'd have them. It would be all week. You'd be eating your Jawbreaker, and the first person to get to the middle layer was the winner.
Oh, yeah, but
winner.
Thinking about it now, that's kind of gross.
Oh, yeah. And your tongue, literally the taste buds on your tongue would be raw and bleeding. Like, what's the point of that?
What about letters to your 14-year-old self? Like, what would you tell yourself if you...
A lot of people took it on Facebook, letters to your 14-year-old self, more all physical stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll get into it a bit later, but a lot of people said things like, you know, don't do your hair that way, or, you know, perms aren't good, or don't
but
wear this
I'm
outfit.
I'm asking for
you. For me... 14. What am I? I'm a late birthday,
grade
so
nine.
I would have been grade
I'd
9
say
or
grade,
10.
Yeah, grade yeah. 9. Let's grade 9. It's new phase in your life.
I was really shy.
Yeah.
I would say that
really?
Yeah, I didn't become
I would have
at,
never
oh, I
guessed.
I didn't become outgoing at all until later. I guess get involved in school more, like, cuz I dance every day after school, so I just left right away. I never went to a rugby game, which was big at our school. I never went to a basketball game.
Uh-huh.
So just kind of, I guess, be more involved in high school, I would say. But just and just don't worry about it. It's
don't,
high school.
Don't
like
worry
it's
going
it. To be only it's going to be over quick. You know. It was okay. I didn't have a bad experience, but I don't know. Grade 9 is kind of, well.
Well, not just for grade 9, but like what you could tell yourself having gone through your life already and being like, oh, don't, like...
Just don't worry, I think.
Don't worry?
Yeah.
I think that's...
Have fun.
Have fun?
Hmm. What about you?
I probably tell myself not to worry about being called a tomboy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like, I grew up with two older brothers. It's, like, ingrained in me that I'm gonna play sports.
Yeah.
Like, are you kidding me? You can't grow up with two older brothers and not. And I don't know. I thought it was... I was insecure about that. Like, everybody was calling tomboy, and it was just, like, you know...
They're probably jealous that you could kick their ass at whatever sport you're playing.
Well, now, and it's terrible now that, you know, growing up or when you're younger, you're called a tomboy, but, you know, when you get up into, like, higher levels, you're considered an elite athlete.
Yeah.
Like, when, how did that crossover happen? When did, you know, tomboy was, it's not cool to be a tomboy, but you're an athlete. Like, ooh, so much attention.
Oh, exciting. Yeah. I know. Okay, so we'll play a song, and then we'll get to your responses from Facebook. And this song is called Starry Eyed by Ely Goulding. And I heard her last year. I used one of her songs for a number I was doing dance-wise. And I found her, refound a remix of it recently, but this is the original. And if you like her, check her out. I posted, I think, on my blog, but I'll post for our Facebook page. But here it is.
Welcome back, welcome back. That was Starry Eyed. Welcome back to That's What She Said, hosted by Vic and Neens. And this week we're talking about the past and what letters to your 14-year-old self, what you could tell yourself, what you know now. And we're talking also about 80s and 90s fads that we grew up loving and liking. And we just before the break, we were talking about, Vic and I, we were talking about our own letters to our 14-year-old self. And then we threw it out to you guys, you know, what you would tell yourself if you could. And a lot of it was physical, and a lot of it was about people's hairs, I guess, you know.
Yeah.
80s, 90s hairs, not bad, but it was bad. But what other people said. Rebecca writes, if for my letter to my 14-year-old self, dear Rebecca, go to class. It actually helps you.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I guess. I never really skipped class in high school, though. My mom was on my butt about that. Like, where would I go during the day if I did skip class, you know?
They also had that stupid automated thing that would be like, hello, Victoria is absent.
That's so true. If I could tell myself to go to class, I would have said in university.
Yeah.
University, nobody monitors you, and... Yep, I was a big skipper. What else did people write? Deanna writes, don't dye your hair dark brown. Also, you're only half Italian, so don't try to be a Gina.
That's my little sister. It is true. She went to Cardinal Carter for just grade 8, and there was a lot of Gina's there, and I think she kind of got into that whole, you know, Paris suit go.
Oh,
and
that was
TNA.
Huge. Are you kidding me?
Like juicy.
The bra strap, like the on
headband.
Guys. Yeah, with the, like the Gino's, the really like really
spiky hair.
Spiked hair. Yeah. Like each one was individually spiked. Yeah, like they were a pitchfork walking around our school.
That's funny.
What else? Gabby writes, "Don't worry too much." I can agree with that. Don't worry too much. High school,
have fun.
Yeah, high school. You know what? You're discovering yourself. Like you can't go. You can't go wrong in high school.
Yeah.
The only thing is, you just gotta finish.
Yeah, for sure.
She also says perms are not okay. and don't get bangs.
Bangs.
Although bangs did make a comeback for last year.
I think bangs work on certain amount of
certain
people.
Yeah. Or if they can. Yeah, if they can pull.
Well.
It off.
Elise, one of my best friends, writes, don't get a mushroom cut. It is not cool. My friend Maura had a mushroom cut, and I brought her to
Why are you calling her out?
Oh, sorry, Maura. I brought her to the convenience store that I went to, you know, every Saturday to get candies, and the next week I went back. The guy said, oh, bring your boyfriend next time. Like, and it obviously wasn't my boyfriend. So,
oh my God.
No mushroom cuts.
I never had
a
mushroom.
Or bowl cuts.
I never had a mushroom cut.
No.
I had an apple bob, though.
What the heck is that?
Like, short haircut? Like, that goes up to your chin?
Yeah.
Like a bob.
I have the bob.
No, like, this is a childhood bob with bangs. Like, you know what I mean? Low maintenance.
Aww.
Like, don't got to deal with it. Nothing's in
you
your
eye. You look like Dora the Explorer.
Yeah, yes, I will show you. Actually, maybe if I find one, I'll scan one and I'll post it,
on
the Facebook page.
Oh, we should have done that. Funny childhood photos.
Oh, my God. And, like, I'm Asian, so yes, I am Dora the Explorer. Actually, Dora Explorer is Mexican.
Oh,
okay.
But
whatever.
She's got the bob.
She looks like Asian. What else? Heather writes, cutting your hair super short. And also, Ty writes, I would tell myself to start working out sooner. I'd be a house by now. He's one of my good friends. In high school, he was the skinniest stick of life. Like, he was probably 120 pounds soaking wet.
Yeah.
And now he's like 180 pounds and he's just like a wall.
Yeah.
And it was just, I don't know. He did it very unhealthily, though. For 1 year to gain like how many ever pounds he did, he ate 3 Whoppers a day for a year.
What?
Yeah. And I'm like, this is.
And then
you
got to work all the fat off, though.
I'm like, no, but he needed the.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
he
true.
Needed to. Anyways, he's like, yeah, he's a house now, too.
Okay. Oh, sorry. I was going to say, do you want to start doing some of the. Fads and crazes?
Yeah.
And then we'll do a song?
Oh, my God. There's so many people wrote so many things.
Okay, I'll give a few. So, My Little Pony. This is my friend Allison writes. My Little Pony. Barbie's Tamagotchi. A lot of people were writing Tamagotchis.
Yeah,
Tamagotchi. I loved my Tamagotchi.
I didn't get a Tamagotchi. I got it when, like, Tamagotchis were really popular, and then the Nano came out, which was cheaper. And then the Chinatown version came out, even cheaper one called the Dino. And I had, and oh my God, I had both of them. I loved them. Oh my God.
Our friend Alex writes about Dream Phone. I was so jealous. I wanted this game. I never had it, but do you remember, for girls mostly, it was a Dream Phone and you had guys' numbers on the buttons and it would be like, oh, Mike is calling you or something.
I never played
like this.
Dream Phone, but you know what? If anybody has Dream Phone now, I definitely play it.
Okay, so now we're gonna segue into a song. Moment for Life by Nicki Minaj.
Yeah.
Is that?
And, yeah. Yeah, and Drake.
Featuring Drake. Here we go.
I fly with the stars in the skies. I am no longer trying to survive. I believe that life is a prize, but to live doesn't mean you're alive. Don't worry about me and who I fire. I get what I desire, it's my empire. And yes, I call the shots, I am the umpire. I sprinkle holy water upon the vampire. In this very moment, I'm king. In this very moment, I slay Goliath with the sling. This very moment, I bring. Put it on everything that I will retire with the ring. And I will retire with the crown. Yes, no, I'm not lucky, I'm blessed. Yes, clap for the heavyweight champ, me. But I couldn't do it all alone. We, Young Money raised me, grew up out in Paisley, Southside Jamaica, Queens, and it's crazy. Cause I'm still hood, Hollywood couldn't change me. Shout out to my haters, sorry that you couldn't faze me. Ain't being cocky, we just vindicated. Best believe that when we done this moment, we'll be syndicated, I don't know. This night just remind me of everything they deprived me of. Put your drinks up. It's a celebration every time we link up. We done did everything they could think of. Greatness is what we wanna bring up.
I wish that I could have this moment for life. For life. For life. Cause in this moment I just feel so alive. 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 I wish that I could have this moment for life. For life. For life. This is my moment, I just feel so alive.
Tell them hoes, bow, bow, bow to me, drop down to your knees. Your money, the mafia, that's where the love sees. I'm in the Dominican, Big Papi Ortiz, doing target practice, all these bitches just aiming to please. Shout out to the CEO, 500 degrees. Shout out to the OVO, Red Wings and Fatigues. Ah, niggas wanna be friends, how coincidental? This supposed to be our year, we ain't get the memo. A young king, pay me a gold. 40 got a bunch of weed, he ain't even roll. These niggas be dropping songs, they ain't even cold. Weezy on top and that nigga ain't even home yet. Yeah, be very afraid. These other rappers getting bodied and carried away. Fuck it, me and Nicki Nick getting married today. And now you bitches that be hating could catch a bouquet. Ooh, yeah, you a star in my eyes. You and all them white girls, party of five. Are we drinking a little more? I can hardly decide. I can't believe we really made it, I'm partly surprised. I swear, damn, this one for the books, man. I swear this shit is as fun as it looks, man. I'm really trying to make it more than what it is. Cause everybody dies, but not everybody lives.
Welcome back to That's What She Said with Vic and Neens. And sorry about that. We thought that was the clean version, but I guess it's not. I hope our dean is not listening to this right now. If you guys are just joining us, we are talking about letters to our 14-year-old selves and fads and crazes from the 80s and 90s and when we were a kid. And we this was, I think, one of our most popular topics. Right. We had a lot of people write on this, so... Yeah. We'll continue with our friend Alex. We were talking about Dream Phone, that game. And she said slap bracelets, yo-yos, light-ups. Yeah. Oh, remember when you could do the walk the dog
the
and around
stuff?
The world? Oh. And what was it, light-up, the light-up shoes? What were they called?
Oh, my God, L.A. Gears.
L.A. Gears.
Oh, I had a pair of those, and it was... the thing in my school. Like, yeah. If you didn't have a pair of light-up shoes...
Oh, no, I did not have those.
Oh, my God. Those were the coolest things ever.
Really?
Oh, my God. Okay, I don't know about if your school, but growing up, Gap fleece sweaters.
Yeah, oh,
was
everywhere.
Everybody had to ever had different colors and what else was popular?
Northern Getaway. A lot of people said Northern Getaway sweaters. I never had one.
Me either. I wore Bum Equipment and Boca.
Oh, true.
Those were the big ones. But, like, a lot of people agree with the Boca, too, though.
Okay, my friend Al says bucket hats were pretty cool. Dyeing his hair blonde and spiking it. What else? Jessica wrote about, Boca, oversized sweatshirt, and leggings. So she was strutting the leggings way back when. She still is a big fan of the leggings. What about anyone else?
A lot of girls, Boca and Bum Equipment. Vera writes, my black jeans with these weird bad looking silver lines and an orange Powerpuff girls t-shirt, which
Powerpuff.
I adore.
Oh, those, the show? Powerpuff girls?
Yeah, Powerpuff. Oh, I didn't know that was
Sailor Moon. Oh. I forgot about Sailor Moon. My sister loved Sailor Moon.
And Dragon Ball Z.
I never got into that one, but Pokemon and Pokemon cards, that was more my sister's.
Oh, okay.
They collected them.
I know you'll probably agree, but Spice Girls and Backstreet Boys all at the same time.
Backstreet Boys was my first concert ever.
Oh, my God.
And Spice Girls had the cards, the collectible cards.
Yeah.
Totally. It had a whole book, like laid them out on my bed. I chose my favorite.
I had the sticker cards of like all the Backstreet Boys. You ever had? You
read sticker?
Yeah, you collect them at dollar store. They come in a pack.
Oh my god.
Okay, did you ever wear the very platform shoes,
of
like
course,
the Spice Girls shoes?
Of course.
Oh my God. Well.
And my friend Elise also wrote jelly shoes. Do you remember jelly like sandals in the summer?
No.
Oh yeah, they were like almost like jelly. And they every time you stepped on them, oh, I loved those.
Yeah, no, I don't remember those.
Oh, Saved by the Bell.
Oh, yes.
Come on.
That's like, oh. Zach Morris was
the biggest
one. Was that high school or was that
younger? That was always, like always. Grade school to high school for sure.
Yeah.
But Mr. Belding in second year came to Mac.
Oh, did he?
And I saw him at Quarters, which was our campus bar at McMaster. And Elise and I, my friend, went to go see. And I loved it. But he's like a motivational speaker now.
Oh, is he?
So he was doing, you know, the stuff about talking about Screech and all the people and who dated and all the back info.
I actually went to see, for my 17th birthday, I went to Yuck Yucks. And Screech, whatever, Dustin Diamonds is his name. He was like,
was he funny?
He was the comedian, like the feature show. Honestly, it's really weird because he's gotten fat now.
Yeah, and he's weird.
He is weird. He's like, he's larger now, and his comedy was not as like the comedy you'd expect that he'd have, like, you know, like nice natured or whatever.
No,
he
dirty.
Was dirty. I was just at 17 too. I was shocked at the things he was saying.
Well, remember when he lost his house and there was that whole thing, save Screech's house, and you bought T-shirts online and stuff. He was he was losing all of the money that he had made from being Screech.
Yeah,
and. And then he did, like, that Gladiators show, I think. He did a Celebrity Gladiators. I don't know, but Mr. Belding said that nobody talks to him
anymore. Celebrity Boxing.
Oh, okay, maybe that was it.
Yeah. What else? For guys, oh my God, Duck Hunt. Duck Hunt
What's
was...
What's Duck Hunt?
Oh, on Nintendo, like this Nintendo, like the original system. And it was like a duck, you had an orange gun and you'd shoot at it.
Really? No, I didn't have original.
I feel like you just didn't have a childhood here.
I totally had a childhood. I was Mario Kart.
Mario Kart?
I was like grade 7, grade 8.
No.
That was the first thing I got was N64.
I can't believe you don't know what Duck Hunt is.
Bust a Move. Bust a Move was my favorite. Oh, Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, okay, yeah, that was
my favorite. one more. What was the... Oh, Polly Pockets we had. Oh, Easy Bake Oven.
Easy Bake? I never got one.
What? Neat. You're deprived of all these things.
I feel like, yeah, I feel like, you know why? It was because my brothers, two older brothers, and it would be like my parents kind of got us like a unisex toy.
Yeah.
And obviously my brothers didn't want an Easy Bake Oven. Till this day, I've never had an Easy Bake Oven. I feel like as an adult,
really? I'm going to buy you one.
Aw, thanks.
Okay. Okay, tearaways. Butterfly clips. Okay, I loved butterfly clips. Or those chokers, those black wire chokers, or those spiky headbands that you would put into your hair and they would bring your hair back.
Yep.
So much fun. Yep. All right, so let me now play Don't Stop Me Now by Queen, which is pretty much one of my favorite bands. So here we go.
A real good time. I feel alive.
Don't stop me.
Hey, hey, hey!
Don't stop me. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
I love
Welcome back to That's What She Said with Vic and Neens. Thanks for joining us and listening to our shows. We're on episode number 3, and we're talking about letters to our 14-year-old selves and fads that we had when we were kids from the 80s and 90s. And now I'm going to do my random facts. I started last week, and I think I'm going to continue because I love factoids. I love random facts. So any random facts that you guys know that you want to post on our Facebook page would be amazing. So, yeah, let's get into it. Number one, the average person spends about 2 years on the phone in a lifetime, which I guess it varies. I guess average person, though, about
2 years, though. I feel like I wouldn't spend, like, I don't have long conversations on the phone.
Yeah, I mean, mostly they're, 15 minutes, not even, but then those times where you're on the phone for a good 2-3 hours.
Yeah.
That would, I guess, would add up. Okay, this one's a little ridiculous, kind of long, but the largest number of children born to one woman is recorded at 69.
69?
From 1725 to 1765, so we're going way back here. She gave birth to 16 set of twins, 9 sets of triplets, and 4 sets of quadruplets or something crazy like this.
And I thought the Duggars were pretty bad.
Do you watch
the Duggars?
Yeah,
that 19. Is an interesting family.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so sheep can recognize themselves in photos. I mean, how do they test that though? Is my question. They take a photo of a sheep, put it up to their face, then what? The sheep raises its eyebrows. Like, how does smiles? I don't know. Giggles. How do you know?
Brainwaves. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, that's probably the smartest way. Me, I'm looking for facial expressions on the sheep.
Yeah.
A polar bear's fear. A polar bear's fur is not white. It's actually clear.
Clear.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah. So I guess their skin is white and the fur's clear.
Huh.
This one surprised me. The Bible is the number one most shoplifted book of all time.
Are you kidding me?
Why? Why? Maybe for people like that work at hotels, they want to stick them in the drawers of, do you know what I mean? You know how there's always hotels in.
Okay.
You know what? They probably mean shoplifted from hotels.
I was thinking like stores, but hotels would make sense because.
It is estimated that at any one time, 0.7% of the world's population is drunk. I want to know how many people that is at any one time.
0.7?
Yeah,
I feel like it'd be higher.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess those people in Amsterdam. Children can grow faster in the springtime. So they grow faster in springtime.
Really?
Sun. I think the sun.
What, wouldn't it be summer then? Sun?
Yeah, but spring with, I don't know, nutrients in the air. I don't know how it works.
I'm born in the spring, and I've stayed 5'1 forever. Like, I thought I was going to grow. You know when you're younger, you're like, oh, you're not going to be short forever?
No.
I'm staying short forever.
There are more dogs than children in the city of Paris. There are. There's so many stray dogs everywhere.
Oh, stray dogs. Okay.
It is illegal to carry an ice cream cone in your back pocket in Kentucky.
Why would you
there's some weird laws that have been around since the Stone Age that people just have never taken out. Like, it's illegal to eat an orange in your bathtub in California. A cop walks in and they're like, you're done.
How do you know that?
Because I, like, come on, I remember factoids. Remember last week you asked me, oh, you're never gonna remember some of these? 879 is the size of the sandal for the Statue of Liberty. And I swear to you, Nina can tell you, I do not have the paper with me here. Approximately 80% of all paper money in the U.S. contains traces of cocaine.
Yeah.
From when it's made. And let me do one more. That's all I have. Oh, no. Okay. Oh, okay. This is really weird. Dueling is legal in Paraguay as long as both parties are registered blood donors. So you can fight, duel it out, but make sure that you're donating
blood
your blood
what
to...
What about your organs?
I don't know. Just blood.
Just blood.
Okay, Needs, do you want to do YouTube?
Yes. This is kind of one. I'm obsessed with this song right now just because, you know, it's getting in the midwinter and I, you know, just looking forward to getting away and being warm. So this is Bruno Mars, The Lazy Song, and yeah. this is basically how I'm feeling these days.
Oh, lazy song. Okay, and then after we'll do a YouTube artist of the week.
Yeah. Surprised that you're singing it and that you actually let me play it this time, because a couple weeks ago when I was like more obsessed with the song than I actually was, I played the song probably like 5 times in a row and she was about to run
I was
out.
In a bad mood that day though, let's be honest. I was just in a bad mood in general. So true, I apologize for making Nina feel bad about her song
she
choice.
She was about to wring my neck. She was like, Nina, if you play that song one more time, you are not going to be living tomorrow. And I was just like, what? It's the chillest song of life and you're so angry. And now here is she's singing it. Like, what the hell?
Oh, come on. I do enjoy it.
Anyways, welcome back to That's What She Said, hosted by Vic and Neens. This week we talked about letters to our 14-year-old self and fads of the 80s and 90s. You know, you guys, thanks for all the comments, though. Yeah. Like, we really appreciate that. And that was really, it was really fun to look and just remember. And half those things I totally forgot about.
It's fun.
Yeah, so it was nice to go down memory lane. Now we're going to segment into our YouTube Artist of the Week. This is one of it's kind of old now, probably a couple months old now. It was really viral all over the YouTube, and they were also featured on Ellen DeGeneres. I feel like she always picks up on people who are up and
she
coming.
Gets them right away. Like I think she had the Lady Gaga cover girl on yet, the 10-year-old.
Yeah, I don't know yet.
Yeah, they'll come out with the video, it'll go viral, and it'll be 2 million hits.
Yeah.
Next day they're on the show. Like she gets them them right before anybody else gets them.
Yeah, but like she's good like that because like she gives them, you know, like an actual voice.
Yeah, like
and,
Cars too.
Oh yeah, she gives them like a
You're
fantastic.
Amazing. Here's a trip.
I love Ellen. So this one is, if you haven't heard it, is Jorge and Alexa Narvaez, I think. This is the cutest song of life. Like he is
and
probably
the girl's
getting
what, like four or five?
Yeah, she's young. They're just at home. He's just playing on the guitar and they're just doing the cutest duet of life.
Well, when they were on Ellen, she asked how it started because they're very into it. The little girl, you know, it's not a joke, like she's into it.
Yeah.
But he said that he just wanted to have music in their lives and he's a single dad. Obviously, girls melt when they hear that.
Yeah.
And he has her and I think another daughter or something. And he wanted, before she went to bed every night, they would sing songs together and now it's just gone crazy and they have I don't know how many videos now.
I don't know.
4 or 5 I think songs anyways.
So this is they're singing this sorry, Jorge and Alexa Narvaez. They're singing Home by Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros. Take a listen.
She's adorable.
She is. So that was Jorge and Alexis Narvaez singing Home by Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros. That was the cutest.
Yeah. And she's yelling, but she's not yelling. Like, she's on tune, you know, but she's, you know, she's so intense into it. Sorry for the dead air right before the song. I had the wrong button pushed. I'm still working on this board that we have here, but yeah, I'm trying my best. Okay, so we're coming to the end of our show, but we wanted to tell you guys some exciting news.
That's what she said. Airing in Cuba.
Yeah.
Okay, we're not actually airing in Cuba, but Vic and I are taking a trip to Cuba over Reading Week. And I'm so excited because it is freezing outside and I just want to be on a beach.
Oh, it was very stressful, let's be honest. I don't recommend booking a trip last minute until maybe 2 days before you go if you're going to do it last minute. But we were trying to get on to one of our friends' resorts, which was in Cayacoco in Cuba. And the price as of yesterday jumped $200. And Nina and I were just not having that. So we tried to see if a few other friends were into it. And finally, when we got the go-ahead that it was just Nina and I, we got on with our travel agent and just picked any place that sounded good. So fingers crossed we don't come back being like it was in the middle of nowhere, but
wish us luck.
Yeah, it's Cayo Largo. I don't know if anyone's been there before. Yeah, it seems really nice, like more secluded. I don't know.
I'm hoping it'd be good because I stayed at Grand Caribe Real in Cancun last year, and Grand Caribe was really nice. So we're staying at the same owner. So Grand Caribe Playa Blanco.
Playa Blanco is where we're going.
So excited. But
so because of that, and because reading week and March break and all these kind of things are coming up for people, we just wanted next week for our show before we go, because our show next week is on Wednesday and we leave on Friday. So we'll be all excited and tell you guys what we're packing and things like this. So we wanted to, we'll put up for next week our episode. We're going to talk about best and worst vacations, the weirdest thing that's ever happened to you on vacation, the most fun, like travel tips you have, best things to pack. For me, last night I was making a list, and number one thing is the Bubba mugs. Whether you're hardcore drinking or just drinking water, they always give you the tiny little cups at resorts.
Really? In Cancun, I got mugs of beer.
Cuba, they just give you the little guys. I mean, especially if you're going on the beach and stuff. So Bubba mugs are big. Cards are always fun because you can always play with people. Yeah, certain things like that. You know, anything, like everything from, you know, cold Tylenol to Pepto-Bismol, like be a drugstore too when you go. So yeah, so we'll put that up on our Facebook page at That's What She Said, and hosted by Vic and Neens. And yeah, any last words for our show today, Nina?
Nope.
No?
Yep.
We enjoyed all your comments, and please continue to comment. We really appreciate them, because that's how we have a show, is by you guys writing in on our page. So I'm just going to leave you guys with a song by Super Mash Brothers. I've really been getting into mashups lately, or like DJs like Girl Talk. I don't know if you've heard of.
Yeah.
Super Mash Brothers, DJ Earworm, that just mash a whole bunch of songs together. So a lot of their songs, they take, you know, rap songs and put them with like slower songs. So some of them are swearing and stuff like that, but this is the cleanest one that I could find to play. So yeah. Thanks, guys.
Have a good week.
Bye.
Two-stepping, one. Here comes the two, to the three, to the four. Everybody drunk out on the dance floor. Baby girl ass jiggle like she want more. Like she a groupie and ain't even no tour. Maybe cause she heard that I rhyme hardcore. Or maybe cause she heard that I buy other stores. Bottom of the ninth and a nigga got a score. If not, I gotta move on to the next core. Here comes the three, to the two, to the one. Homeboy tripping, he'll know I got a gun. When it comes to popping, we do shit for fun. You ain't got one, nigga, you better run. Now I'm in the back, getting hit from a hun. Why she going down, I'm bragging on what I done. She's smoking my blunt, saying she ain't having fun. Bitch, give me back, now you don't get run. Now I'm in the back, getting hit from a hun. Why she going down, I'm bragging on what I done. She's smoking my blunt, saying she ain't having fun. Bitch, give me back, now you don't get none. Everybody in this bitch get tips.
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 Guess who's back? Guess who's back? Guess who's back? Guess who's back? Guess who's back?